With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The celebrated Canadian novelist Robertson Davies is sometimes called Canada's literary ambassador, a description he doesn't especially like.
I don't want to be an ambassador, and I don't want to be tagged particularly with a nationalist tag. I just want to be a writer.
The 76-year-old Robertson Davies has written 35 books, the most recent called The Lyre of Orpheus, the third in a so-called Cornish trilogy. Davies describes Canada as an emerging nation and says its writers are now finding acceptance around the world.
I got news from my agent that a book of mine was going to come out in Israel. What on earth people in Israel will find in it to interest them, I don't know, but I'm grateful that they want to do it.
Davies says Canada remains troubled by the French separatist movement in Quebec and the province's French language law, which Davies says is tyrannical. As a result, he says literary development in Quebec is limited.
They box themselves in very much because they won't associate themselves with Canadian literature in general. They will only interest themselves in what's written in French.
Davies says his own books have sold well in Quebec, but not in the Canadian editions.
They were published in Paris in translation and then imported into Quebec, and they didn't know they were by an English Canadian. That's sick. That's absurd.
In his comic novel, The Lyre of Orpheus, Robertson Davies writes of a foundation for the arts which sets out to stage a 19th century opera about King Arthur, a penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Canadian writer Robertson Davies recalls feuding with Norman Mailer a few years ago.
He made a statement which ran across Canada that it was astonishing that anybody as pompous as I was should be a good writer. Took that rather as a compliment, because I don't want to be like Norman Mailer.
Robertson Davies, whose latest book is called The Lyre of Orpheus, was born in Ontario in 1913 to a newspaper family.
I was born in a family where everybody wrote. I think I was 12 years old before I realized that not everybody wrote or found writing easy.
Writing was easy for Robertson Davies, but math did him in at Queen's University in Ontario.
I persistently got zeros on mathematical examinations. I had no comprehension of it. So my parents thought, well, we'd better send him to some place that isn't as pernickety as Queen's, so they sent me to Oxford.
For 20 years, Davies published a family-owned newspaper in Peterborough, Ontario, before striking out as a playwright, novelist, and teacher. While some of the same characters reappear in his novels, Davies says there is no unifying theme in his work.
People like academics are possessed with the notion that you've got some philosophy you wish to impose on the world, and that you start off with that, and then you hang stories on it, as you might hang clothes on a model. It's not so. That's ridiculous.
Robertson Davies' most recent novel is the funny tale of an attempt to stage an opera about King Arthur, the Lyre of Orpheus, now a penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.